Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. As you all know, we have been talking extensively about St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, whose office is controversial, to say the least, to be honest, between the golden dice and the golf carts and the skydiving. It would be a rather brilliant and hilarious Saturday Night Live skit if it weren't serious and involved taxpayer money. But yesterday, or I should say, the Missouri Attorney General gave Sheriff Alfred Montgomery until noon on yesterday to resign. The sheriff did not resign, and so it continues. And joining us now, we are honored to welcome in the Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Thank you so much for joining us today and giving us some of your time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on and covering this important story.
It is, and we have we've had our fair share of laughs about it because it is so ridiculous. Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's actions are kind of beyond comprehension, but it is serious. It is taxpayer dollars. Now that the sheriff has not stepped down, he just blew past the deadline. What are the next steps?
Well, at 12:01 p.m. yesterday, I filed the lawsuit to remove him from office. It's called the writ of quo warranto. It's the same kind of lawsuit that we filed against Kim Gardner that was ultimately successful in getting her out of that office. We had to act quickly. I realize Sheriff Montgomery's only been on a job for 6 months, but look at what happened when we allowed Kim Gardner to go on for years. She had a 96% non-prosecution rate, and it ran St. Louis into the ground. We can't let that happen again. When public corruption rears, and we have public officials at the local level who are either refusing to do their job or exceeding the scope of their statutory authority and violating the law, then the state has to move in. And this is a authority that's belonged to the state level a long time. The people's representatives in the General Assembly codified the writ of quo warranto in statute. Our lawsuit raises six claims to include nepotism, that the sheriff has hired his brother by his own admission, and by witness statements that we have. That's an automatic disqualification from holding office under the Missouri Constitution. I want to point out there are also two instances where the sheriff has arrested people. One was a public official, the jail administrator, in the discharge of her official duties, thereby reducing public safety and interfering with the administration of justice. And the other was when the sheriff disarmed and arrested a security guard who was licensed by the city to be doing secondary work. Again, this is diminishing public safety, and the statutes on the books say the sheriff is not allowed to enforce the criminal laws of the state of Missouri. So he's not only ignoring the things he's supposed to be doing, he's actually violating the law and violating people's rights in the process. This is bold action to make appropriate.
So who did somebody ask you to do this? Are you doing this on somebody's behalf, or do you just take it upon yourself to file this lawsuit?
Well, it's on behalf of the people of the state of Missouri, but I would point out that it's really targeted at helping the people of the city of St. Louis. They deserve better. Here we are, trying to recover from years inattention to the proper role of government at the mayor's office and in the circuit attorney's office, and things to be going in a good direction. And then we get hammered with a tornado, and St. Louis is trying to recover from the tornado. The last thing we need is this kind of abuse of authority and waste of taxpayer money at the sheriff's office. We had numerous citizens report to my office some of the malfeasance and negligence that was going on, and then we were able to follow up those leads with our own internal investigation. And I'll tell you, I've got a tip line open. It's an email address, scorruption@ago.mo.gov. And I encourage your audience and anyone else in the St. Louis region, if you know of corruption at the sheriff's office or misfeasance, malfeasance, or negligence, please report it to my office. And even 24 hours, we've had tips come in that warrant additional investigation. And we will likely file an amended petition with additional claims.
Attorney General Bailey, I know that some of the Board of Aldermen in the city of St. Louis have been just incredulous at the actions of the sheriff. Have you been able to talk to any of the older people in the city or Mayor Kara Spencer?
You know, my office has been in touch with Mayor Spencer's office. I have not talked to any of the aldermen. And look, it's going to put them in a bind either, right? I mean, it is a drastic action for the state of Missouri to move in. And obviously, the political party for which I affiliate is different than the political party for which most of the city officials affiliate. And so it is probably a strange thing for them to come out and applaud the Republican from Jefferson City taking this action. That would be a politically untenable position for them to take. Okay, we're going to do our jobs the right way. And again, this is about taxpayers of the city of St. Louis deserving better than what they're getting at the St. Louis City Sheriff's Office presently.
Wait, I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. And your phone is cutting out a little bit here, too. Are you saying that you're getting support privately from Democrats in the city, but they won't say anything publicly because they're Democrats? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I have not gotten support, but okay. I have not asked for it either. And I'm going to do my job regardless of what the aldermen think. I mean, at the end of the day, I have a job to do. They have a job to do. And I'm going to the role given to me by the General Assembly, by the people's elected representatives in the General Assembly, as codified in statute. And that's the basis for this lawsuit.
If the, like I said, we talked about all the insane, like, ridiculous antics like the golden dice or the golf carts. But as you mentioned, he was enforcing criminal code, which he legally does not have the authority to do. And if you've got more examples of a cut and dry violation of the law or bloating of his authority, does this seem like a pretty strong lawsuit against the sheriff?
Absolutely. Look, I'm not going to file the lawsuit unless I have the evidence to back it up. And we felt confident in the case that we have to put forward. And that we're willing to take that bold action. Yeah, this thing's going to get worse for the sheriff. Absolutely. I think that's already proved to be true with the tips that are pouring into my office over the last 24 hours. I'll also tell you that in civil suits like this, we have broad discovery tools. And if I uncover criminal behavior, this could absolutely get a lot worse for the sheriff before it gets better. When you start looking at him handcuffing the jail administrator and moving her out of her office to another location, that starts looking like a kidnapping by felonious restraint. So, the sheriff still has an opportunity to do the right thing, step aside, and let St. Louis begin to heal. But until he does that, I'm going to push this lawsuit forward.
Speaking of that, what is the timeline on something like this? How quick or how slow is the turnaround?
Well, within the last 24 hours, we've had a judge assigned by the Missouri Supreme Court to hear the case. And so we've got motions that we will file to include a petition for immediate removal of the sheriff. The judge could order that now. And then the case will proceed through discovery. There will be a period of motions, and then we'll set a trial date after that. So, with Tim Gardner, we filed in February, March of 2023, and by the middle of May, she had hit the eject button because the rubber was hitting the road that relates to discovery. And once the judge had denied her motion to dismiss, and she knew that case was moving forward, she didn't want to stay in office anymore and have to get worse. And so I think that you would kind of look at the same timeline here. Within the next 90 to 100 we will reach a precipice from which there's no turning back.
And I know there has been some talk lately because of this sheriff. Like, what is the point of a sheriff? Is it necessary to have a sheriff if we have a police force, if we have a chief of police? I know it's not uncommon for cities to have a police chief and a sheriff. And I know this isn't necessarily your purview, but in Jefferson City, for instance, same thing. There's a police chief and a sheriff who transports people.
Yeah, I mean, there's 114 counties in the state of Missouri, plus the city of St. Louis performs its own functions as a county. It's an independent city. And so 115 different elected sheriffs. The difference is the sheriffs in the other 114 counties enforce the general criminal laws of the state of Missouri. They're one of the only elected officials who performs a law enforcement function. The city of St. Louis is different. The sheriff is limited by statute. It's not just that he's exceeding the scope of his statutory authority by making. He is explicitly prohibited in statute for making those arrests. So it's actually a violation of the law. The sheriff of the city of St. Louis is really confined to serving process, securing the courthouse, and transporting inmates. He refuses to transport the inmates. Instead of making arrests and skydiving and buying gold-plated badges and golf carts and every other thing.
Yeah. Well, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, thank you so much for joining us today on this topic. We'll be following this story. We really appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much. That is the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, on the lawsuit against Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, who did not of his own volition step down yesterday at the deadline of noon.